Walter Russell wrote in his new concept for the universe that the biggest error in science is that it shut the creator out of creation. And until we go back to some form of creation, not in the sense of a man in the sky, you know, picking people like the Sims and, you know, creating some moral virtue, but some deeply esoteric, infinite, timeless, eternal field of energy as the zero point field of creation, then science is always going to be left wanting with its reductionist idea around matter and how we've got to where we are over millennia. This isn't to say, you know, bashing science or anything like that, because it's played an important role in getting to where we are today. It sort of brought us out of a very mythical and religious part of our evolution, which isn't to say religious, our religious consciousness was bad, but more necessary at the time when we were warring and fighting for land. That structure of religion actually allowed us to transcend that quite brutal part of our past. But science brought us out of that and moved us into a far more structural way of thinking, scientists such as Nikola Tesla, Walter Russell, Rupert Sheldrake is more modern. We need to be revering the work of these people. I think Nikola Tesla said about Walter Russell's work that we need to lock his work up for 1,000 years until mankind is ready. His work mainly revolved around the waveform, and now the secret of creation lies in the wave. You can check out his work online. He's got 5 or 6 books. The Universal One, A New Concept for the Universe, The Secret of Light. Phenomenal work. I mean, we need to be teaching students this type of stuff at universities and whatever, but the scientific field, particularly physics, is stuck at the material level of existence, which only goes so far. I mean, they've gone to the microscopes, gone as far as they can, and found nothing. They found nothing but empty space. So the objective reality that science is looking for, they've realised doesn't exist. But they can't come out and actually say that, because it sort of makes most of the work obsolete. If they turned around and said that reality was a subjective universe, then Darwin's theory of evolution, there's a lot less value. It'd be given a lot less value rather than what it is today. And the byproduct of materialist science has been the the influx of capitalism. Not necessarily saying capitalism is bad at all. I mean, I consider myself a conscious capitalist myself, but capitalism in the sense that it's every man for themselves. I don't care about anybody else but myself, as long as profit is there. That often goes hand in hand with the atheist view of life. That's definitely not all the time at all. I'm not, you know, knocking atheism one iota here. But they generally go hand in hand, like atheism, hardcore capitalism, such as Ayn Rand's philosophy, who I've got a lot of respect for, I like her work a lot. But they sort of go hand in hand, material science, extreme capitalism. So when we transcend this stage as a collective and as individuals, as Walter Russell says, the creator will be brought back into creation. There'll be a lot more reverence for life and the planet, nature. We won't be raping and pillaging. And we're starting to see the movement into this stage today. You get a lot of the social justice warriors marching down the street. I don't think that's the answer, you know, but at least they're doing something, I suppose. Satisfies their need to feel validated often. But the systems that we can evolve upon now, we've got some intelligent people across the planet who are bringing together technology and wisdom from the ages to make these things happen, you know, and bring capitalism more in line with nature. We don't have to get rid of all these processes and models that have got us to where we are. We need to build upon them and transcend on them. Science being one of the big ones. I mean, when do we give up on science? A lot of people have given up on the government, particularly in this last 6 months or so. They've given up on in different areas. So when do people give up on materialist science? And I think people are going to start getting fed up with it in the future, to say, you know, there's more, we need to find more. We had a big shift with quantum physics and Einstein, David Bohm, people like that. And I think we'll get bigger shifts as we move forward. People like Rupert Sheldrake, who I mentioned previous, talking about morphogenic fields. You know, he's been sort of laughed out of the laboratory as it is, but at least he's putting the work out there. He's, you know, very well known. So we will transcend materialist science. We will transcend atheism. Creation and evolution will merge into the same thing, rather than, you know, them being at war, as if the polarities, which they're not, they're exactly the same. Maybe then we'll be a bit more peace.